Yeah, 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 yeah. Ah. Whoa, whoa, ah, ah. Wait. It's no regular type of shit. Shit. I get a wife, get another woman. The woman get another man. The same man.
Good day and welcome to another episode of Rants and Confessions. My name is Lash, and in today's episode we're going to be talking about open relationships. Now, like I told you in previous episodes, this month, February, is a month of love, so we'll be talking about relationship stuff or love related things, right? So I think we have one more week to go, and then we enter March, or we welcome March, where Seboko March pass, I'll be alone. We'll decide what we'll talk about in March, right? So yeah, first of all, I think for open relationships, there are people who understand what open relationships are. There are others who have not even heard about it at all, and then there are people who have heard about it and they don't care, right? So what we're going to do is, for all of us, we're going to define what an open relationship is. So basically, an open relationship is a type of relationship, you know, where the partners, so the man or the woman, I mean the couple now, or relationship, boy and again or whatever, they both agree that they are allowed to have romantic or sexual relationships with other people outside of their primary partnerships. And you know, basically what it's saying is that you and your boyfriend, you and your girlfriend, you and your husband, your wife, whatever, the partners, you decided that this is our primary relationship. I mean, our relationship, that is our primary relationship. But both of us, we are allowed to have extracurricular activities. I mean, we are allowed to talk to other people and even have sexual relations with other people outside our own this thing. But we are still dating, but we are allowed to see other people too. That is what an open relationship is. And off the bat, I want to say that this is different from cheating. Okay? This is not cheating. Because I've had instances where you're talking to someone, hey, so you are cheating on this girl. Oh, masa, your relationship, not your open relationship. The decision to see other people isn't for one person to make. You understand? When it comes to open relationships, it is not for just a woman. I mean, it's not something you spring up when they catch you. Like, hey, please, why are you cheating on me? Oh, but I thought we're in an open relationship. It's not something you assume you are. It is clearly defined that, yo, this is what I want us to do. Your mind day or not. If one partner doesn't agree, then it is not an open relationship. No one will cheat on one boy and one girl. So now will be someone else for your open relationship. This is, don't blame open relationship for your infidelities. So that is not. Now, why are we even talking about this? Because I'm a Ghanaian, right? And I've lived all my life here, so I date according to the structures or the confines of what society expects relationship to be. And this is not something that, I mean, we'll come to the disadvantages, but generally this is not something that you say is a popular thing with the society, with our Ghanaian society. But that is the same, that can be said for a lot of things. There are things that are being done currently that are not culturally or societally accepted. But with the increasing influence of the internet and how easy it is for people to see other people's cultures, maybe somebody sees this and says, I actually like this kind of relationship. I want to relate with this. I mean, I recorded an episode on kinks and fetishes, and we can see that some of the things, or most of the things, they are not the norm. The thing, when you pick an average Ghanaian home, these are not the things that happens there, but it's happening, you understand? So the fact that it's not something that is in our books or that we're used to doesn't mean it's not happening. It is happening. And last time somebody sent me a video of a man and a woman, they decided to have a third person, and then they went to the strip club and all that. I think you've seen that video. I don't know why you went to watch that video, but you've seen it. It's a 12 minutes video or something. I watched it for research purposes. So yeah, now that is an open relationship. And the question is, why would somebody want to do that? I asked myself, why would I want to be in that? So I took the liberty to ask a few of my male friends not the people, you know, not Justin and Gerald, one were good boys. And I gave them the idea. So Charlie, if your woman says you are allowed to sleep with any other woman you want, that she's fine, you people are still dating. Oh yeah, oh Charlie, it'd be cool. I mean, a lot of them agreed, it was nice. Until I asked them, or I told them that, well, your woman is also allowed to have other men. And all of a sudden, they don't want it. It's not good. It's not, you understand? So that is why I'm saying that it is prudent that both partners actually accept it. And it's very difficult looking at the landscape of Ghana and all that, but it happens. It's happening here. If you're okay cheating, I mean, probably you can do an open relationship, because at the point both of you people are all cheating. Since you're cheating, oh, we cheated too much. When you're a man. All right, let's look at the advantages of why or reasons why people choose to be in this kind of relationship. Now, before we start, let's move out of the box or the space where this is a bad thing, okay? To really, really look at this. When I was making notes on this episode, I saw myself being very defensive to some of the points because I was in this box where I don't want to do an open relationship. I've already condemned it, so it makes it very difficult for me to see anything as an advantage. Let's sit on the fence. Let's be neutral about it. Let's listen to what people who are already doing it think about it. You understand? It makes it very easy for us to consume the content rather than being in opposition to this whole thing. It's like somebody telling you something. I mean, you've already made your mind that this is bad. No matter what they say, you don't see it. Okay? So let's start. The first advantage is the increased freedom, okay? So the partners, they have the freedom to explore connections and experiences outside their primary relationship. Last time on Twitter, I saw some things that I think one lady was posting this about. It was more of a question that are you allowed, or if you're a lady in relationship, is it okay to go on dates with other men? Let's say not for sexual reasons, but let's say for professional or networking. And to my surprise, a lot of women were saying, yeah, it's cool. I mean, for professional and networking, it's okay. Ding. And then the guys too were saying, no, it's not okay. I mean, it started this whole gender war thing going on. But from what I gathered from that conversation, it looked like people have this, my boyfriend is not everything. My girlfriend is not everything. Maybe I have certain interests that my partner doesn't have, and I want to share that interest with the person, but they don't see it. Say I'm a game pam. Maybe I want to buy another controller so that I can play the games with you. But this is a girl who doesn't even wants to play games. My friend, I won't mention her name. Also an ex-boyfriend of Pegimpa into on Pebinobo game. You understand? So somebody like that, maybe I want to also share this interest with you, but you're not interested, you don't want it. And Mukwe Juma make it share gabi. Eh, Charlie Mako to game away. She has this interest. And I feel like we have this shared, like one common interest that I want to explore with this girl. So if I talk to my partner, okay, yeah, we can have an open relationship. This person can be not like a third wheel or something, but somebody you have this common shared experience with, and it feels like you have this connection and this freedom to be with this person. This is an example where it is not sexual, right? It is where you're allowed to have shared interest with certain people. I mean, you do this with friends, but this is understanding that you have it could or develop into a sexual thing. You have that freedom to do that with them. Well, whilst your partner understands that maybe I'm not enough for you, you can have that. So that is the increased freedom. You can find, I use the game thing as an example. You can look at other interests, plenty. Maybe the sex game is not good, but Alaji Ate said, oh my friend, you can go and have sex with other people. I still like what we have. Maybe the sex is not good. You can go and have. There are instances where people, maybe in marriages, I've seen this in Nigerian movies a lot. Benin Abesi and all, they are struggling making babies. But almost always, they just assume it's the woman's fault. Another woman, so that you can give birth. That is where both partners have agreed that this man can have. So there's that increased freedom. I don't know what you think about it, but it's there. Even in the Bible, Is it in the Bible? Somebody brought somebody to have a child. I'm going to ask my mom about that. So that's the increased freedom, right? The second thing is enhanced communication, because open relationships, it requires that you have strong relationship skills. Communication skills. Okay, so you have to communicate more openly and honestly about what the things you want, your emotions, your boundaries, the things you're okay with, your struggles. So if in an open relationship, if you, let's say you have a partner who doesn't communicate a lot, and people are in an open, you start this open relationship thing, and then that is more like a requirement, it could be something that helps this partner communicate openly. All right, that is also a disadvantage, because I mean, we'll talk about that, but this is like a two-edged sword. It's an advantage and also a disadvantage. Okay, so there's also variety. Okay, so when you're in an open relationship, you can introduce some variety, some excitement. Sometimes you can even invite the best benino. Yeah. So the man and then the woman, both of them, I have a girlfriend. I have another girl, and then my girlfriend also has another guy. There could be a time, maybe for variety's sake, we can invite the guy so that we do a three-way at I said, hey, Adam record what machine I was in here. Number mudru. Anya is yo. But yeah, it's true. You be focus. Stay with me here. You have a girlfriend, and then yeah, you also have a side chick. What you can do, maybe on Valentine's Day, you can invite your side chick, because it's an open relationship. Your girl, sometimes even your girl knows your side, right? Both of you can come together, do something nice, cook, have a menage a trois. Yes, beautiful stuff in the house. It brings some kind of variety. The times your girl, I'm going to my boyfriend's house. And I mean, it gives you, so you can also invite your girl. There's so many things you can do with a number of people. The more, the merrier. Okay, so it brings some variety. If you think, whatever you guys are doing is a bit boring, it brings some kind of variety into your romantic and your sexual life. There's so many things you can explore. Okay, and that's fine. And sometimes, if you're lucky, okay, what side chick, you know, can also have a side guy. Easy. You see the chain that is happening, right? And you can become one big family. Forgive me, but this thing is difficult. You can become one big family. So imagine like 8 people all in open relationships with each other. Now you get the connections and you can do nice things together. Okay. So also, the last thing I'll talk about is personal growth, right? It allows or it provides the opportunity, you decide to take it or not, for personal growth, okay, and self-discovery. You get a chance to explore your boundaries, know the things you're okay with, the things you're not okay with. Maybe you do this open relationship 1 month and then you see that, no, honestly, this is not me, you understand? I still don't believe you have to do an open relationship to really find yourself, but like I said, let's all be open-minded here. But it provides the opportunity for you to have this kind of self-discovery, exploration of your desires and your boundaries. Maybe deep inside you are somebody who wants to be in a three-way, like this love triangle thing. Maybe like you have a big house, you are a man, you have two women that you're staying in the same house with. They're all your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Or you're a woman that you have two boyfriends and girlfriend, two boyfriends, or two husbands. I think it happens, not very popular here, but it happens. But I think the one that is popular is a man having multiple wives. I don't know the details yet. I'm still talking and trying to find out more, but I think it's allowed in the Islamic religion. So if you're Muslim, a man, you can marry up to 4. That is what I know now, but I have to find out more. I'm sorry if I'm wrong about this, but that is what I heard. But there are also restrictions. It's not as easy as that. Someone was telling me, Mbala, my senior man, Mbala, he was telling me that I think there should be some form of, there shouldn't be any form of injustice, right? So whatever you're doing for this one, you have to make sure you're doing for this person. So it's not as easy as, hey, you, come, how's it, bro? Yanko, we'll be a better man. No. you should make sure you can afford it. Like, it's expensive. I mean, be safe from port then. Nah, anan. Okay, Kofi Annan Tiyanko. Now, this is the advantages I've talked about, right? A lot of you might not even find the disadvantage, but I know I'm talking to my people, the group of you who can find it and you want to start today. More grease to your elbows. Now, the disadvantages. The first thing is the jealousy and insecurity. I mean, that is so obvious, right? Maybe the girl is not really into it, into this idea, but the man wants it, but she agrees. Okay, I'm just assuming. Chances are somebody will get jealous. This thing is a deadly thing you guys are doing, because feelings of jealousy and like insecurity, it can arise easily when your partner, you know that your partner is engaging with other people romantically or sexually. And the way you can manage this thing is very serious. Like, how you manage this these emotions, it requires some great maturity or some indifference and some communication skills, be some different level. It's not for us civilians. Because just imagine your girl tells you, you are in the house. She says, oh, child, hey, my boy, crimp on old friend. Oh, come on, our friend. What's in the brim for me, bra? Until I'm okay. Hey. Hey. And then you say, oh, bye bye. Oh, let me go and drop you. Okay. So me even reading this, see, recording this thing is difficult. One of my, I think this year, you know, it didn't, yeah. Even the Kings and Fetishes wasn't this difficult. But I can't just understand it. I'm biased, true. I won't even hide it. I'm trying to be neutral. But it's difficult. I'm imagining myself where my girl is. Yo, Charlie, where are you, baby? Where are you? And she's like, oh yeah, I'm with Ayo. I'm with Gerald. I'm missing there. Debut that year, man. Mara, my brimpo. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm missing Moko. Hey, Esther, how? Well, that is a disadvantage. And that is why I said, me, the disadvantage is where the jealousy that is going to come. We'll get a couple to be quite honest with us. How does it look? You understand? So, the jealousy and insecurity. And then the complexity. See, the truth is, dating a woman is not easy. I mean, I've only dated women, and a lot of guys can also agree that it is not easy. I almost said easy, but yeah. The main reason why it's not easy is because we are not the same people. We don't understand things the same way. So imagine having like two women, the kind of complexity this introduces, or maybe three. Who do I talk to about my day? And what is fine? You have to see, when you meet someone new, you have to talk to them, you have to find out what makes them happy and all that. Imagine doing this with three people and remembering that this is the color this person like, this is the color this. You have to be, the complexity is serious, because it can be, I mean, aside the physical complexity, the emotional complexity, it requires you to carefully, like, you have to navigate carefully the boundaries, the rules, the expectation. This person expects that you call her every morning. This one doesn't want it. This person has this boundary. This person has, so I own ninja. It's so complex. And I'm going to say it again. I'm biased, and I don't think the complexity is worth it. Okay, the complexity is not worth. I'm broken upon, but complexity. Okay. And then I was talking about the communication thing, the risk of miscommunication. You're dealing with two people, maybe two different people, because let's say your wife is thick. You can't go and do a relationship and go and pick another thick. At least, use your powers. They have given you phone a friend. You have this opportunity. Explore. Maybe you want to explore slim girls, right? Because your wife is thick, or your wife is slim, you want to explore thick, right? They are different people. That is what I'm trying to put across. Chances are the other person you're going to bring in might be a bit different. Because so if you're not looking for different, why are you even doing it in the first place? Okay. So it means that the things that this person understands this way, this person might not understand this way. And you might be a bit comfortable because you and your wife, maybe the things you say, you know, you go and tell this one, you're way fool and all that. So there's this risk of miscommunication. and misunderstanding about like maybe the boundaries and then the expectations. It can lead to hurting someone's feelings or the conflict. Maybe, or the, hey, you are supposed to come here. You are supposed to be with me on Tuesdays. Tuesdays, you went to see your wife. I don't like, why? Why? Don't do that. Okay. And the last one is the social stigma. And I think this should have been the second thing. Social, how do you even do it? How do you talk to people and tell them that, oh, my wife actually has another person and I'm okay with it. My wife is doing things with someone else and I'm okay with it. It's, I don't know how I'll tell my friends. And the stigma, people will see you as weird. It's not weird. They'll see you as unserious. And if you tell somebody else that, oh, my wife has a man and I don't care about it, they will tell you you don't love her. Because we have this idea that men, if a man loves you, we become territorial, become overly protective of our space. And sometimes jealousy, hey, who are you talking to, where did you go, all those things. And this man is telling you, oh, feel free, do whatever you want. You cry, you might feel like, ah, nah, do you really love me? And then talking about it, how do you meet your family with these people? Because I will shame you and judge you for doing that. The judgment and then the stigma that it comes with it, your friends, your family, people who may not understand it. And we are a lot, those of us, we don't understand it, we are a lot. Today they have taken aside this thing, me. Okay, but if you want to start, maybe I've convinced you enough and you want to start open relationships, all right, these are things to consider. I'm giving you a starter pack. It's gonna take your pen and paper and write them. The first one is communication. You have to be open and honest about the things. Open and honest communication is very essential in this kind of relationship. It is essential in even though you and our normal relationship, two people in a relationship, communication is key. And now you're adding another layer, so it is essential, it is critical. You have to discuss your desires, because your wife might not want you to go and do certain things. It's not because you understand, you have to discuss your desires, you have to talk about your boundaries, your expectations. You have to talk about these things openly. You don't have to suggest them. You don't have people assuming, oh, I assumed that. No, openly and regularly. You have to always keep checking. Baby, are you okay? Are you okay? Maybe some people can, they want their wives to vet the woman that they are being. I've heard that some people even bring, like, some wives get new girlfriends for their husbands or new wives. I said I have a lot of exploring to do with that topic, but maybe that might be our last topic. I'll think about it. Okay, so communication, that's what you need. Number one, one trying to. Number two, boundaries. Okay, you have to clearly define your boundaries and then the rules that both partners are comfortable with. You have to be prepared. It could be every month. You might have to renegotiate your boundaries. I did an episode on boundaries. Go and listen to that. You might have to renegotiate your boundaries as the relationship evolves. So maybe your boundaries are too tight. You might have to make it a bit flexible as time goes on. Or you have to even make it a bit tighter. You understand? So boundaries. The third thing is emotional preparedness. You have to be prepared emotionally, because me, I'm in open relationship and I've agreed. Emotional, every day I have to put my hand on my chest and cry and do every day, because I can't. I was coming to say something, but I won't say, it's okay. So you have to consider, right, whether you and your partner's emotional prepared, or you're emotionally prepared to navigate this thing, this challenge. Both of you have to be ready for this emotionally. Okay, agreement. So you have to have an agreement. So maybe you can have this person, but only use condoms. Okay, and also whenever you go and then you do it, let me know. I think I've heard this one before. That okay, you can have another person, right? But anytime you go and have sex with this girl, let me know, so that when you come, I don't also give you oral sex and my mouth starts tasting like something. You get the picture. Okay, so you have to have certain agreement that maybe you can do all things. You can't do this one. This one is me and you, our favorite style. Don't go and give him that style. I can't do this one. So there should be some form of agreement between you people, right? And then you should have some personal values. The fact that you're agreed to do open relationship, it doesn't mean you are in your mind, you can do everything they don't do. So you and Gaza sit down look at your personal values, if any, because you're going to do this. I mean, I doubt them, but yeah, look at your personal values, look at your beliefs. Are you Christian? Look at your beliefs. You think this is the way to go, so look at it, reflect on your beliefs, your desires, and then determine, right, come to a conclusion after experimentation and observation, and conclude that the open relationship aligns with your personal principles or your preferences, and then your goals for the intimacy and connection. Maybe it is a phase. Maybe you came to listen to this thing, you're like, oh, I didn't even know this thing exists, I'm going to do some, right? But then before you go, before you run away and go and call that girl and tell, lie to her that your girlfriend is okay with open relationship, ask yourself, does this align with my beliefs? Is this the way I was brought up? What will my mother say? Abigail. Okay. And then the last one is consent. I talked about consent also in Kings and Fetishes. Consent is very serious. Even in you and your one-one, the normal relationship, consent is serious. Consent. Now, ensure that all parties involved, I want to again ensure that they are all willing and enthusiastic. You understand? They consent to the terms of this open relationship. It is crucial, very crucial. There will be a woman, you don't go and sleep and decide that, oh, I think I want to do open relationship, and the way my wife or my girlfriend is very accepting of my things and the things I love, I think she's going to do it. So obviously, automatically, we've started an open relationship. No. Make sure both parties say, make sure your guy gives you consent. I'll have to come and talk about consent as a topic and how men can assist here, but my consent. Both parties agree to consent, or both parties consent. This is very serious. Okay. Now, so wrapping up, I mean, my final words is, ultimately, whether you want to choose an open relationship or whether you feel like it is right for you, just like I talked about last week we talked about cohabitation. Okay. It's the same thing. Whether you think this is a way to go, I mean, whether you think this is right for you, it depends on you. You, the individual, you know the disadvantages, you know the advantages, you've weighed it, and you know that you, as an individual, this is what you want to do. And your partner also agrees, or they also consent to it. Okay? So you've seen your preferences, your values, your beliefs, your relationship dynamics, and you think this is the way to go. So the way you do this is, you have to approach it with a bit of honesty and self-awareness and empathy for yourself and your partner also. Do you think they are agreeing to this just because they don't want you to leave them? I mean, there are people who do things not because they like it, but they are afraid that if they don't do it, boy, no be jam. Do you think this is the case, or your girl actually thinks that you sticking your tongue in somebody's mouth is the way she wants the relationship to go? So you have to have a conversation about it. But again, me, I've told you people, I won't do that. And see, if you are my girlfriend and you think we are doing open relationship, pocho, Susan Zuban. Okay. All right. So thank you very much. This has been this has been a fun and difficult episode for me to record, but I hope it was fun for you too. Catch you same time next week. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but the spirit will drop something in my heart. So thank you for listening. Catch you same time next week on the next one. My name is Lash, and this is Rants and Confessions. Fantastic, so much inside.